Good to see so many out. When we got here, I thought, okay, everybody was going to stay away. I was speaking tonight, so, but it's good to see that everybody came in. I'm going to be using the stool here. If you forgive me, I have some torn ligaments or cartilage in my leg, so it's helpful if, that way people aren't looking to see when I'm going to fall over. They'll listen a little bit what I have to say. Let's open our Bibles to the book of Isaiah, chapter 45. Appreciated the hymns Brother Jason selected this evening. They really go quite well with the message I have as the Lord has given to me to share. In Isaiah chapter 45, we'll be reading at verse 15. Isaiah 45:15, we'll go through 22. Verily thou art a God who hidest thyself. O God of Israel, the Savior, they shall be ashamed and also confounded, all of them. They shall go to confusion together that are makers of idols. But Israel shall be saved in the Lord with an everlasting salvation. You shall not be ashamed nor confounded, world without end. For thus saith the Lord, who created the heavens, God himself, who formed the earth and made it, he hath established it. He created it not in vain. He formed it to be inhabited. I am the Lord, and there is none else. I have not spoken in secret. In a dark place of the earth I said not unto the seed of Jacob, seek ye me in vain. I, the Lord, speak righteousness. I declare things that are right. Assemble yourselves and come and draw near together. Ye who are escaped of the nations, they have no knowledge that set up the wood of their carved images and pray unto a God that they cannot save. Tell ye and bring them near, yea, let them take counsel together. Who hath declared this from ancient time? Who hath told it from that time? Have not I the Lord, and there is no God else beside me, a just God and a Savior? There is none beside me. Look unto me and be saved, all the ends of the earth, for I am God, and there is none else. Jeremiah chapter 29. I read Jeremiah 29, starting at verse 11 through first part of 14. Jeremiah 29. For I know the thoughts that I think towards you, saith the Lord, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you an expected end. Then shall ye call upon me, and ye shall go and pray unto me, and I will hearken unto you. And ye shall seek me and find me, when ye shall search for me with all your heart, and I will be found by you, saith the Lord. Let's pray. Our Heavenly Father, again we thank you for your time, this time today when we're able to open up the Word and just be able to speak from it. Father, we thank you for the opportunities that you give to us to understand a little bit more about your truths. And we pray, Father God, as we speak on this little topic here tonight, that you might just bless it and help us to receive it from you, we pray. In Jesus' name, amen. I want to talk this evening about a subject that I really kind of learned about when we were down in Florida. I want to ask you, have you ever had a time in your life when you thought that God was hiding from you? You know, I just read a couple of Old Testament scriptures where it talks about that God hides, and from time to time, the Old Testament saints, you know, especially as those were carried away into captivity, and they would the prophets of old would say, God, where are you? Where are you? And they would ask that question, Lord, where are you? To them, it seemed like God was hiding from them. And you know, I didn't really think that this was really an issue for New Testament saints so much, but when we were down in Florida in January, the chapel that we were visiting there had a series of meetings going on. Actually, this was like the sixth week that they were talking about what to do when you think God is hiding. And I kind of bristled at that. You know, I'm one of those guys that always thinks, well, God will never leave you nor forsake you and bring all those things there. And so I bristled at the thought about that. But, you know, as I sat and I listened to some of them, and as I listened to the messages there and then looked into God's Word, there is sometimes when people think that God is hiding, even for New Testament saints. Sometimes when we're going through or facing medical problems, sometimes people have personal problems, sometimes financial problems, sometimes other types of family problems that there just seem to be insurmountable, and they've been taking it to the Lord and taking it to the Lord, and they're asking, God, why aren't you hearing? What's going on? And so as I looked at that a bit, I realized that we have a number of our brothers and sisters who really are discouraged and struggle with this aspect when nothing seems to be going right for them. And you know some people that just like no matter what they do, everything just seems not to be turning out right for them. You know some people like that? Well, that's what I wanted to look at a little bit. Now, I was thinking about this, and really, I believe this kind of thinking happens when we're no longer seeking God the way we should be. You know, we sometimes get weary in the middle of our turmoils, and I don't want to be like Job's friends, you know, who were critical, because there's many godly people who are struggling with this and are discouraged, but still are trying to go on, who face such despair in their life. Now I look out the crowd, and there's a few here, I think, that have played hide-and-seek in the last maybe 5 years. The rest of you maybe 50 or 60, you never know. But hide-and-seek's a game that we played as children. And in that game, we look at a number of things. We're going to kind of look at that this evening. Who are you looking for? What are you looking for? Where are you going? And how are you going to look? One of the things, and we're just going to be sharing scripture that you know, things that you've, I'm sure you've been over many, many times, but trust the Lord will just give us a little bit of a different concept on that. Who are we going to look for? Of course, the answer is immediately we know God. The answer is God. But you know, a lot of people, when they're in the middle of turmoil, middle of problems, well, sometimes God's the last place they look. You know, and that's a sad situation. Sometimes God, not only the last place to look for problems, but you know, you got questions, they go everywhere, but they don't go to the Lord. But God commands us that we need to be seeking after Him. Now, I'm going to be giving you a few verses from here and there. Matthew 7:7 is the first one. You're familiar with that. It tells us, ask, and it shall be what? Seek, and ye shall knock, and what happens? Sure, that's what God says in His Word, okay? Isaiah 55:6 says, seek ye the Lord while He may be found. Call upon Him while He is near. And what we find from here is the problem when we think that God is hiding, we really discover very quickly that the problem isn't with God. The problem is with us. The problem is with us. And here, both Matthew and Isaiah tell us that we need to be seeking God. And what they're saying, we need to be seeking God through our prayer life. Through our prayer life. You know, and I've been thinking a little bit about prayer and how it affects us, you know. And you say, well, I've been praying. I've been asking. And I would suggest to you that if you think God is hiding in your life, then the difficulty might be in your prayer life. And I would suggest to you to take an inventory of your prayer life. Sometimes when we pray, our prayers become a shopping list. Lord, we need this. Lord, please do this. Lord, we'd like that. And I would suggest to you, if you really feel that God is hiding from you, that you need to review that. And I would suggest that through our prayer life is a good way to get to know the Lord and just to find Him. Seek to get to know the Lord through prayers. And of course, when we're giving thanks to the Lord, we end up praying in thanksgiving, which leads to praise. And when we praise the Lord about who He is, that leads to our worship. And if you think about your prayer life and really spend a little bit more time on praising and worshiping God, I believe you're going to really see that you're going to be able to get to know the Lord. Another very familiar verse we find by the Apostle Paul in the book of Philippians says what? That I may know Him. You know, Paul was about 62 years old when he wrote the book of Philippians. He knew the Lord for about 30 years. But yet he was able to say, that I may know Him in the power of His what? Yes, in the power of his resurrection. That I may know him, the power of his resurrection. And he wanted to be identified also with his death, that I may know him in the power of his resurrection. But how do we get God to respond to us so we feel his presence in our life? If we think God's hiding, how do we get God to be really real in our life so we feel his power in our life? When we think God's hiding, we need to come to him and we need to seek him in prayer. And I believe it's prayers of worship and prayer of praise. Now, God tells us in his word how to seek after him. And of course, one way is in prayer. But there's other ways. Turn with me to the Psalm 83. Psalm 83, reading at verse 16. Psalm 83:16. Fill their faces with shame, that they may seek thy name, O Lord. Now, what's in a name? What's in a name? You know, we often sing that song, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Oh, there's something about that name. But you know, it's more than a song. When we sing about the name of Jesus, it's life, and there's promises, and there's blessing in those names. Now, I went and I looked up a few of the names of the people here at Blaisdell. Now, if we all lived up to our name, we'd be something. This world would be different, wouldn't it? Okay? David means beloved. Ruth, friend. Audrey is noble in strength. I don't see Dottie here. Dottie. Dorothy means gift from God. Linda means beautiful. Joy means joy. Raymond means advice and protector. Jorge? Where is Jorge here? I had him here somewhere. Oh, yeah. You're an earth worker or a farmer. Okay. Been doing any digging lately? I don't know. If we lived up, my name, Nobleman, if we lived up to our names, the world would be a different place. I'd like to suggest to you, though, that if you think God is hiding, one way to find the Lord is to revisit his name in Scripture and to, again, appreciate just who he is and what he's done. Remember, we don't always live up to our name, but God does. God does. Let's just review a couple of those just as you're thinking about it. If you're thinking this evening, and if you perhaps have been this way, that you think God has been hiding and you've been struggling, just as some of those hymns that Brother Jason led us in, you know, that we had, just think about Isaiah 9:6. And his name shall be called Wonderful. And if you think God is hiding, it's a good way to be thinking about, how is God wonderful? You tell me, how is God wonderful? Anybody? Amen. How else is he wonderful? He saves. What else? He keeps and he satisfies. And you know, he's removed my sin as far as the east is from the west. I always get confused which way you're sitting in chapel to find out east and west. But I like it because it's pretty far away from each other. There's so many things that we can say that he's wonderful about. He paid it all, didn't he? He paid it all. He's not only, his name shall be called Wonderful Counselor. People spend $50, $75, $100 an hour to go to a counselor. And what does a counselor do? They counsel. Okay? The best counselor we could have is the Lord himself in his word. His name shall be called Wonderful Counselor, the Mighty God. If you think God is hiding and you need to be really rehearsing in your mind where God is, thinking about him being mighty, thinking about him being God, that's who he is. That's his very nature. And you think about his omnipotence and how strong and how powerful he is. He's the everlasting Father. Oh, we can appreciate that. Just think about that. If you think God's hiding, he's everlasting. That means he's around forever. And not only that, he's our Father. Well, that means that I'm his child. And we know what a relationship we would have if we're trying to find God and seek him the way he would like us to seek him. And then he's also the Prince of Peace. And it doesn't matter how turbulent the sea, doesn't matter how much problems we have, he says he's our peace. Now those are a few things that we have from just that one verse. I also like those words that, you know, begin with Jehovah. Remember Jehovah Jireh, God what? God is my provider, okay? What comfort when we know that he meets our needs. And I always love the verse my father-in-law always gives, I never seen the righteous forsaken nor his seed begging bread. You probably have heard that a few times, right? You know, but God provides for us. Jehovah Nissi, the Lord is my banner. What does that mean? That means that the Lord and I are identified together. I'm identified with him. I belong to him. And if you think God is hiding, you can remember that Jehovah Nissi, God, is your banner. Jehovah Shalom, the Lord is my peace. And if you've got a heart that's in turmoil, if you've got a heart that needs to be calmed and a troubled soul, God says, I want to be your peace. Not as the world gives peace. He gives us in another special, special way. Jehovah Sekenu, God is our righteous. Sometimes we just feel so unworthy. Sometimes we just feel miserable, that we don't belong, that we don't, why would I, God should hide from me, I'm just so terrible. But then he tells he's our righteousness. He's our righteousness. Amen. Amen. And then one that we don't often say, Jehovah Shema, means God is there. God is there. Even when we think he's hiding, God is there. And of course, we take great comfort out of verses like, I'll never leave you nor forsake you. We get to know God through his name. So when we think God's hiding, it's often because we don't really appreciate or claim the promises associated with his name. Paul said that I might know him in a good way is by revisiting his name. Next question, where are we looking in this aspect when we think God's hiding? When we think God's hiding, where shall we seek after him? We shall seek after his word. Isaiah 34:16a says, seek ye out of the book of the Lord and read. Oh, I like that. Seek ye out of the book of the Lord and read. The Bible is the best way to find the Lord when you think he's hiding. The Bible says, faith cometh by hearing what? Hearing by the word of God. Remember, when we get our eyes off of the word, when we get our eyes off of the word, what happens is we get a shrinking faith. Remember when Peter and the disciples were in the boat, and the Lord, the waters was turbulent, and all of a sudden somebody saw, and they said, I think it's the Lord. And as the Lord was walking on the water coming, and what did Peter say? Peter, if it's you, bid me to come. And that's exactly what he did. He got out of the boat and he started to walk. He had his eyes on the living word. On the living word. But you know, Peter didn't take too many steps and he took his eyes off the living word and looked back again on his circumstances. And what happened? Started to sink. You see, my friends, when we don't keep ourselves in the word, we'll have a shrinking faith. Psalm 119:11 says, thy word have I hid in my heart that I might not sin against thee. I like that because the word of God helps us to stay focused on him. You see, when we think he's hiding, if we have the word of God that we've memorized and we keep reminding ourselves, you know, I often do this. Sometimes, I don't know if you've ever had this situation here, but I've had it when sometimes Satan will just lay one of my past sins on me and I get ever so burdened with it. Do you ever have that happen? You know, I've had that happen. And you know what? The way I've handled that in my life is I would get one or two verses and claim the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ and keep applying it. That's what you can do when you hide the Word of God in your heart is to constantly apply it. And when you think God is hiding, we'll find that He's there if we apply the Word of God. So that's one way when we look. We need to seek Him after His Word. In 1 Chronicles 28:8, in the middle of the verse, it says, "Keep and seek for all the commandments of the Lord your God, so you can pass it on as an inheritance to your children." Seek for all the commandments of the Lord. Then in Psalm 119:45, it says, we're reminded here to seek after God's precepts. To seek after God's precepts. What do those two verses tell us when we're seeking after the Lord and trying to find Him? God's teaching, God is instructing, God is giving us a guideline through His law and through His Word. So when we think God is hiding, it's often because we're not reading His Word. You see, my friends, God's Word is a guidepost for you and I that sometimes get lost and think that God is hiding when in fact we're not seeking Him the way that we should. When we think God's hiding, what shall we seek after? Turn with me to Psalm 27. Psalm 27, I'm going to read verse 4. A lot of good things in this verse. It says, "One thing have I desired of the Lord, that will I seek after, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to behold the beauty of the Lord and to inquire in His temple." What we need to do here, and what I've listed under this, is we need to seek His face when we think the Lord's hiding. I said there's a lot in this verse. What am I going to seek after? First of all, it says that I may dwell in the house of the Lord. Now, I know we are His dwelling place, and God dwells within us. But here I believe the Scripture is talking about the words, it's the people themselves. We are going to go where the people of God gather. I shall dwell. This is the house of the Lord. When God's people come together, that's where we should be finding ourselves. It says that I may dwell in the house of the Lord. I'd suggest to you that every time, and this is what I tell the folks over at Spring, every time the door is open, you ought to be there. You ought to be there. Every time there's an opportunity for us to gather together as brothers and sisters, you ought to be there. Why? We should be seeking the face of the Lord. Now, what's going to happen then? That I may dwell in the house of the Lord. Why? To behold His beauty. To behold His beauty. And if we come together, now how do we see? Now, do I see the Lord's beauty here? You sure do. You see, we see the beauty of the Lord. We see the Lord Himself in the lives of our brothers and sisters in Christ. That's why He wants us to fellowship together. We see the Lord as His Word is brought forth, as it comes to life in messages from this pulpit. We see the Lord when we come together to break bread. We see the Lord as the Holy Spirit reveals His truth to us. These are opportunities to see the face of the Lord. And I like the way the Scripture says, to behold the beauty of the Lord. That is seeking His face, my brothers and sisters. Seeking His face. It doesn't end there. He says, "One thing have I desired of the Lord that I will seek after, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life." What? To behold the beauty of the Lord and to inquire in His temple. If you're struggling and you think God's hiding, what better place than in the house of the Lord to come together and inquire? Let your brothers and sisters know you're struggling, that you need some help. And when we inquire in His temple, again, a place where God's people gather together, we learn of God and His strength. We learn of God and His holiness. We learn of God and His righteousness. We learn of God and His justice. We learn of God. And we find Him as we seek Him, as we gather together in His temple. Psalm 105, verse 4. Psalm 105, verse 4. Psalm 105 verse 4 says, seek the Lord and his strength. Seek his face forevermore. Important. If you think God's hiding, you got to be seeking his face. Okay, and we've already discussed that a little bit. But what does that mean? We need to be in his presence. Now, we can be in his presence privately as we seek his face. And we can be in his presence together. We are in his presence in worship. My friends, when we worship the Lord, the Lord's Supper, we're in his very presence. We're in his presence when we come in prayer, when the brethren lead us in prayer collectively and corporately. We're in his very presence. The Bible says we're what? Where two or three are gathered together, there am I in the midst. So when you want to seek the face of the Lord, you've got to be with his people. You've got to be with him. And those are good ways in worship and prayer, and certainly whether it be in private or together. Someday, my friends, we're going to see Jesus face to face, but now we see him through the mind's eye. So when you think God is hiding, it's often because we're not where God wants us to be, and that's in the local fellowship, if you think God's hiding. When we seek his face, we seek his strength. Maybe hard for us, but it's not for God. Our strength will fail as well. When we seek his face, we seek his holiness and his righteousness. Ours is filthy rags, not his. In Matthew's Gospel, chapter 6 and verse 33, another familiar verse, but seek ye first the kingdom of God and all his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. What are we supposed to seek? The kingdom of God, first of all, that's things that have to do with God's kingdom. That's things that have to do with God's business. Seek ye first those kind of things in our life. If your life is being filled with many other things, God's saying, seek ye first the kingdom of God, but in a certain way, and his righteousness. There's a way God wants us to seek, and that's certainly in his righteousness. Let's turn back to Psalm 27. Psalm 27. Psalm 27, and we're going to read verses 7 through 9. Hear, O Lord, when I cry with my voice. Have mercy upon me and answer me. When thou said, seek ye my face, my heart said unto thee, thy face, Lord, will I seek. Hide not thy face far from me. Put not thy servant away in anger. Thou hast been my help. Leave me not, neither forsake me, O God of my salvation. Beautiful words. But really, the psalmist is praying here. This is a prayer. And the psalmist is in his prayer, he's reminding us from this scripture to seek the face of the Lord. Not only that we should seek it, but God wants us to seek it. God wants us to search. God desires us to be looking for him. God may seem to be hiding because he wants you to be seeking after him. It's work for us to be able to do that. He's the God of our salvation, and he'll never leave us. And what have we done here? We've discussed who to seek for. Of course, that's God. What to seek for, and that's his name and his face. We discussed where to seek, and that was in God's word and where God's people gather. One other question. When should we seek after God? Psalm 63:1 and Isaiah 26:9 says we should seek him early. And I would suggest to you that's early in life. And I also would suggest it's early in the day. Start the days outright by seeking the Lord early. You know, but sometimes we've gotten a little older and we haven't done what we should have done in the past and those things. Hosea 10:12 says, the time is now. It's immediate. Don't worry about what took place yesterday. Start today if you thought God was hiding, if you thought you needed. And to seek him. And then the final verse is in Hebrews chapter 11, reading at verse 6. But without faith, it is impossible to please him. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is. What does that mean? That must believe that he is? That he is Lord. That he is there. That he is able. He that cometh to God must believe that he is. And what? And that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. Sometimes it may appear that God's hiding, but it's work that we need to do. Because if we seek him, we're going to find him. And if you diligently seek, he's going to reward you. He really is. So in the times you think God is hiding, seek after God. He's strong and mighty. I mean, I love the little chorus songs. You think, my God is so big, so strong, and so mighty. There's nothing my God cannot do. You know, when you think God's hiding, what a wonderful thing to be able to sing. Get to know him and appreciate his promises by really getting to know his name. Seek his face, appreciate his beauty and his holiness. Look for him in the book, and look for him in church. Seek him early, and seek him now. Let's pray.